In a world increasingly defined by environmental and social challenges, a quiet revolution is transforming the financial landscape. Sustainable and responsible investing, SRI, has evolved from a niche approach practiced by a small group of values-driven investors to a mainstream investment philosophy embraced by the world's largest asset managers. This transformation isn't merely ideological, it's practical and profitable. As BlackRock CEO Larry Fink noted in his influential 2020 letter to CEOs, climate risk is investment risk, signaling that sustainability has become fundamental to assessing long-term value. The movement has attracted celebrity investors like Leonardo DiCaprio, who backs sustainable ventures, and has reshaped how trillions of dollars flow through global markets. Beyond environmental concerns, SRI addresses social inequities and governance issues that traditional investment approaches often overlook. With R. Scott Arnell's comprehensive exploration of this field, we gain invaluable insights into how capital can simultaneously generate competitive returns and create positive impact in a world desperately needing solutions. Our world faces unprecedented challenges. Climate scientists warn of irreversible damage if we don't dramatically reduce carbon emissions. Social unrest highlights deep inequities in our economic systems. The COVID-19 pandemic exposed vulnerabilities in global supply chains and healthcare infrastructure. Against this backdrop, sustainable investing has emerged as a powerful tool for addressing these challenges while generating financial returns. The evolution of sustainable investing reflects our growing understanding of global interdependence. Early approaches focused primarily on negative screening, avoiding investments in sin stocks like tobacco, firearms, or gambling. This often meant sacrificing returns for values-aligned portfolios. Today's approach is fundamentally different, actively seeking investments that drive positive change while delivering competitive performance. This shift coincides with mounting evidence that environmental, social, and governance (ESG) factors materially impact financial performance. Companies with strong sustainability practices often demonstrate greater operational efficiency, reduced regulatory and litigation risks, enhanced brand value, and improved ability to attract talent, all contributing to long-term profitability. The terminology in this field can be confusing. Responsible investing serves as an umbrella term for strategies incorporating social or environmental dimensions. Environmental, social, and governance (ESG) investing relies on standards to assess adherence to best practices. Impact investing actively seeks positive social and environmental outcomes, while climate and sustainable finance focuses specifically on environmental challenges. Throughout this discussion, we'll use SRI to refer to the whole spectrum of approaches considering the social and environmental footprint of investments. The COVID-19 pandemic accelerated interest in sustainable investing by highlighting our interconnectedness and exposing stark inequities between classes. White-collar workers safely earned from home, while blue-collar workers faced unemployment or increased virus exposure. Communities of color suffered disproportionately, revealing how fundamentals many take for granted, grocery stores, pharmacies, outdoor spaces, broadband, remain unavailable to others, creating obstacles to education, healthcare, and food security. Interestingly, the pandemic also demonstrated nature's resilience. During lockdowns, greenhouse gas emissions decreased and ozone depletion reversed within months, proving that environmental recovery is possible if given opportunity. This silver lining emerged amid alarming environmental statistics. Carbon dioxide at 650,000-year highs, global temperatures rising 2.1 degrees in a century, Arctic ice melting at 427 billion metric tons annually, and sea levels rising 3.3 meters yearly. Two major demographic trends are propelling sustainable and responsible investing forward: global population growth and intergenerational wealth transfer. These structural forces make SRI inevitable as humanity faces unprecedented resource challenges, fundamentally reshaping investment landscapes and market priorities. Our planet faces extraordinary population pressure, growing from 450 million people 500 years ago to 7.8 billion today, with projections reaching 10.9 billion by 2100. This exponential growth demands massive investment in sustainability solutions across sectors, including energy, agriculture, transportation, and urban development. Humans currently consume resources at 1.75 times Earth's capacity, with Americans using 5 planets' worth while Indians use just 0.7. This disparity highlights both the challenge and opportunity in sustainable development. Addressing this requires technological innovation in renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, and efficient resource utilization, alongside fundamental behavioral changes in consumption patterns and lifestyle choices. Food systems particularly need transformation, representing both an environmental imperative and investment opportunity. An Oxford study found eliminating meat and dairy would reduce greenhouse gases by 49% and agricultural land use by 76%. The alternative protein market exemplifies this transformation, with companies like Beyond Meat, valued at $7.27 billion in 2021, Impossible Foods, and emerging cellular agriculture startups attracting significant investment. Traditional agricultural companies are also pivoting towards sustainable practices, with vertical farming and precision agriculture gaining traction. Social investment is equally crucial, particularly girls' education, which directly correlates with reduced population growth in developing nations. Studies show that each additional year of education can reduce fertility rates by 0.3 births per woman. Meanwhile, the largest wealth transfer in history is underway, as baby boomers pass approximately $30 trillion to millennials over the next few decades. This game-changing transfer is reshaping investment priorities, because millennials approach investing fundamentally differently than previous generations. Having entered adulthood during the 2008 financial crisis, 60% remain skeptical of financial markets and traditional institutions, leading them to seek alternative investment approaches and greater transparency. As digital natives with unprecedented information access, they leverage social media and digital platforms to influence corporate behavior and governmental policy, creating new forms of shareholder activism. Millennials increasingly define themselves through purpose. 68% want to make a positive difference, while 81% believe successful businesses need genuine purpose beyond profit. With 86% interested in market rate returns coupled with positive social and environmental outcomes, and 77% considering ESG issues top priority, investment firms are rapidly adapting their offerings. This generation's preference for sustainable investing is already visible in the exponential growth of ESG-focused funds, which saw record inflows of $51.1 billion in 2020 alone. Companies and investment firms offering responsible strategies are positioned to succeed both in performance and asset growth, as evidenced by the outperformance of ESG indices during recent market volatility. Every investment impacts the world, though we rarely consider this reality. The investment process often feels detached and impersonal, logging in, transferring funds, analyzing, allocating, selling, buying, and logging out. Yet each investment allocation makes specific activities become reality in our shared world. Whether investing in renewable energy companies, sustainable agriculture, or traditional fossil fuel industries, our choices shape the future economy and society. Our portfolios not only yield financial returns, but offer profound opportunities to generate environmental or social value through intentional capital allocation. A mission statement only means something if it changes how we act and the outcomes we achieve. Stephen Covey advised beginning with the end in mind, determining your desired result, then working backward to identify necessary steps. In investment, this means leveraging all aspects of your portfolio to align with your mission. This could involve excluding harmful industries, actively selecting companies with positive impacts, or engaging with companies to improve their practices. For instance, an investor focused on climate change might divest from fossil fuels while increasing allocation to clean energy and sustainable transportation solutions. The Total Portfolio Activation Framework prescribes a 10-step approach to maximize social and environmental impact alongside financial returns. This includes establishing clear impact objectives, conducting portfolio analysis, identifying impact opportunities across asset classes, and measuring outcomes. Today, major asset owners from Dutch pension funds to U.S. insurance companies are applying SRI policies across every asset class, from green bonds to renewable infrastructure, from impact themes in equities to microfinance. The Norwegian government pension fund, for example, has become a global leader in responsible investment by integrating environmental, social, and governance factors across its entire portfolio. Understanding the social and environmental functions across different asset classes allows investors to strategically construct portfolios aligned with their objectives. Public equities offer opportunities for both negative screening and positive selection of companies leading in sustainability. Fixed income investments can support green projects through municipal and corporate bonds. Private equity and venture capital enable direct investment in innovative solutions to social and environmental challenges. Real assets like sustainable real estate and farmland provide tangible impact opportunities. Private debt can support community development and social enterprises. By organizing investment strategies by asset class rather than alphabetically or by impact theme, investors can understand SRI opportunities across their entire portfolio and make more informed decisions about capital allocation for both financial returns and positive impact. Public equities, shares of stock traded on regulated platforms like the New York or London stock exchanges, form the primary core asset class in most investment portfolios. These represent fractional ownership in companies and entitle holders to participate in potential financial success. SRI originated in public equity markets through mutual funds using screening and exclusion to avoid companies with negative social or environmental exposures. As this approach evolved, investors developed frameworks to evaluate companies' environmental, social, and governance risks and practices. Over the last decade, investors recognized that material risks exist beyond financial statement analysis. ESG metrics gained momentum, becoming mainstream despite initial suspicions they would compromise financial performance. Social and environmental disclosures have evolved from early, non-uniform CSR reports to becoming integrated into annual reports and aligned with recognized industry standards. This shift has been driven by large asset owners pressuring companies to report on negative externalities and resource dependencies, while governments increasingly recognize their obligations to address social and environmental challenges. These disclosures enable sustainable investors to monitor social and environmental risks, policies, and progress of public companies, allowing them to advocate for improvements where necessary. Investors wield significant power through proportional voting rights, especially when major investment management institutions act on behalf of underlying investors. By forming coalitions with like-minded sustainable investors, they can submit shareholder resolutions and force meaningful corporate behavior change. Eric Rice, head of impact investing at BlackRock, distinguishes impact investing from ESG by focusing on what companies make versus how they operate. While ESG examines how companies treat society, environment, and governance across any industry, impact investing targets companies specifically solving major global problems through their goods and services. Rice emphasizes that materiality, additionality, and measurability are critical criteria that distinguish true impact from thematic strategies. Fixed income represents a core asset class in most investment portfolios, including sovereign, municipal, and corporate bonds. Unlike equity investments, these securities provide fixed, predictable returns through interest payments, coupons, over specified periods until principal repayment. Sustainable investing has transformed this traditionally conservative asset class through innovations like green bonds and sustainability-linked instruments. In 2008, the World Bank issued the first green bond, targeting environmental projects from energy efficiency to ecosystem protection. The market has grown dramatically from $82 billion in 2016 to nearly $270 billion by 2020, with major players like Apple and Poland joining the trend. The appeal of SRI fixed income securities lies in their ring-fenced nature. Investors know their funds are earmarked specifically for green initiatives. The rapid growth of green bonds stems partly from their familiar structure, as they remain risk-weighted, credit-rated, and tradable like conventional bonds. This growth signals to companies and governments that capital is available for low-carbon transitions, potentially driving corporate behavioral change. However, with financial incentives like reduced coupon rates, greenwashing has become prevalent in the SRI fixed income space. Notable examples include Repsol's $500 million green bond that ultimately expanded fossil fuel production, and GDF Suez using green bond proceeds to build a dam that flooded rainforest. Without universal governance regulations and oversight, companies can market bonds as green without verification, undermining investor confidence. The SRI fixed income market has evolved to include various labels like green bonds, blue bonds, sustainability bonds, and social bonds, each targeting different impacts. Certification bodies like ICMA's Green Bond Principles and Climate Bond Standard attempt to verify green credentials through third-party verification. Bram Boss of NN Investment Partners notes that green bonds provide ultimate transparency about a company's environmental actions rather than just their policies. Unlike ESG ratings, which might reflect good documentation rather than action, green bonds offer visibility into a company's actual balance sheet and projects. This transparency makes investments tangible for investors who can almost touch the projects they're financing. Private equity involves investments in non-publicly traded companies, typically requiring significant capital from institutional investors and large funds, with minimum entry requirements starting at $250,000 and often reaching $1 million. Unlike public equities, PE investments are illiquid with 4 to 7 year investment horizons. Private equity's sustainable investing roots trace back to mission-oriented investors like development finance institutions and philanthropic innovators who initially accepted concessionary returns. The evolution began with foundations making program-related investments, PRIs, to for-profit companies delivering on charitable objectives, then progressed to mission-related investments, MRIs, seeking market-rate returns. This psychological shift, that impact investing can satisfy strict profit-maximizing mandates, continues gaining momentum among institutional fiduciaries like pension funds and insurance companies. Private equity fundamentally differs from public equity through investors' activist role in company oversight and management. PE investors often secure board seats to gain corporate control, unlike public equity investors who can only lobby for change through engagement or shareholder resolutions. This positioning allows PE investors to direct capital toward impactful growth themes without benchmark constraints and implement desired ESG policies by leveraging their experience, networks, and bandwidth with management teams. Jean-Philippe de Chrivel, founder of Bamboo Capital Partners, is a pioneer in impact investing who has launched 8 investment funds and raised over $1 billion across various asset classes. His 20-year finance career was inspired by early exposure to extreme poverty while traveling in developing regions. Bamboo Capital operates as a global emerging markets investor with offices in Bogota, Kenya, Singapore, Luxembourg, and Geneva, focusing on the missing middle market segment with investment tickets between $250,000 and $5 million in early stage SMEs. Stuart Langdon of Leapfrog Investments describes their approach as pursuing profit with purpose without trade-offs. Their theory of change focuses on providing essential services to emerging consumers, helping low-income people access healthcare, financial services, insurance, and payments. By building businesses that deliver these services, they simultaneously generate profits and create social impact, helping lift people toward the middle class. Real assets are tangible and physical. You can touch them, and they possess intrinsic value. They include natural resources like precious metals, physical machinery, real estate, housing, offices, data centers, and forestry agricultural assets, including both land and processing facilities. Currently, about 20% of real asset AUM is in infrastructure, 57% in natural resources, and 23% in real estate. Real assets offer portfolio benefits including stable long-term income, inflation protection as operators can increase prices, and high yields even during low interest rate environments. They typically have low correlation with equities and bonds, reducing overall portfolio volatility. However, these advantages must be weighed against significant disadvantages. Real assets like airports, forests, and wind farms are far less liquid than stocks, and physical assets like gold present logistical challenges in storage and transportation compared to share certificates. Real assets have historically contributed significantly to unsustainable practices, including deforestation from extractive mining, continuous hydrocarbon drilling, and carbon-intensive materials like steel and cement used in construction. However, there's growing recognition that real assets must play a critical role in delivering a sustainable future. Renewable energy capacity, sustainable mining for electric vehicles and wind turbines, and biodiversity-supporting forestry that moves away from monocultures are becoming increasingly important. Dave Chen of Equilibrium Capital approaches sustainability as a strategy cutting across asset classes, focusing particularly on real assets where institutional capital had limited presence, seeking alpha opportunities in market inefficiencies. His firm manages two proprietary closed-ended fund platforms, their Carbon Transition Infrastructure Fund at approximately $300 million and their Controlled Environment Foods Fund platform at approximately $1.8 billion. The Controlled Environment Foods Fund invests exclusively in high-tech controlled environment greenhouses worth $50 to $100 million each, making Equilibrium one of North America's largest greenhouse owners. Their crops fall into three categories: vine crops, tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, leafy greens, lettuces, spinaches, Asian vegetables, and soft fruits, strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries. Chen explains that agriculture is ground zero for climate change. Regions can become drier, wetter, sunnier, or cloudier, disrupting traditional growing patterns. Controlled environment agriculture offers a solution by unlinking food production from geography and climate, allowing for distributed abundance and resilience. This shift is driven by water stress, climate volatility, food safety concerns, and the need for stable food systems in increasingly volatile natural environments. Several key themes emerge from conversations with world-class sustainable investors. First, the SRI train has left the station. Sustainable, responsible investing has rapidly evolved beyond negative screening strategies to become mainstream and increasingly proactive across multiple asset classes. No longer relegated to financial fringes, SRI is recognized as both ethically right and financially smart. Second, we're witnessing a cultural transformation. With history's largest wealth transfer underway, millennials are transforming asset management. Firms that don't adapt will fail. Jean-Philippe de Chrevel observes, "It takes forever to convince family office gatekeepers, but just 20 minutes to convince younger generations who recognize these problems require action." Third, SRI is increasingly viewed as value add rather than a separate consideration. Mark Dowding's team performs full ESG audits on all alpha sources, while Matt Patsky considers environmental, social, and governance analysis a fiduciary obligation, arguing that buying broad benchmark products means losing value and separating any concept of responsibility for impact. Fourth, measurement remains a work in progress. As Peter Drucker said, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. Yet in SRI, standardization, metrics, terminology, and transparency are still developing. Bram Boss notes challenges in quantifying impact measurements amid ongoing debate, while Daniel Clear emphasizes the need for better data and technology platforms. Fifth, active engagement is essential. Most SRI investors rely on active engagement with portfolio companies to affect impact. They analyze business practices, employee treatment, community impact, and governance, then question management responses to controversies. Mark Dowding notes investors can punch above their weight by speaking out on important issues. Finally, while Net Zero 2050 dominates current discussions, biodiversity is emerging as the next critical investment consideration. With over 50% of global GDP dependent on natural capital, addressing carbon footprints is just the beginning. The world economy extracts natural resources faster than they can replenish, yet there's no consensus on solutions. The experts agree that successful SRI investing begins with identifying your personal priorities, values, and desired outcomes. As Jed Eberson advises, start where you are. Don't get too wrapped up in the language and terms and labels. Picture your desired impact, then initiate conversations with those sharing similar goals and values, while educating yourself on relevant issues and processes. This might involve researching specific environmental causes, social justice initiatives, or governance practices that align with your core beliefs. The journey often starts with a personal audit, examining your current portfolio and understanding where your investments currently make both positive and negative impacts. Consider creating a values-based framework that outlines your non-negotiables, such as avoiding fossil fuels or supporting minority-owned businesses, while identifying areas where you're willing to be more flexible. Remember Sharon Vosmek's caution that when presented with facts challenging our assumptions, human nature often leads to entrenchment rather than learning. This cognitive bias, known as confirmation bias, can be particularly dangerous in investment decision-making. To combat this, continually audit your own assumptions with open-minded objectivity while challenging the assumptions of those offering financial guidance. Consider seeking diverse perspectives, joining sustainable investment groups, and regularly reviewing emerging research in the field. The interviews reveal patterns of hope for a more sustainable future backed by successful track records and competitive financial returns. For instance, green technology investments have shown remarkable growth, with solar and wind energy companies often outperforming traditional energy sectors. These investments create multiplier effects that enrich historically disadvantaged communities while directing capital towards solutions at both macro and micro levels. Community Development Financial Institutions, CDFIs, demonstrate this effect by providing loans to small businesses in underserved areas, creating jobs and building local economic resilience. As Amy Novogratz describes, she and colleagues are investing in a vision that we will have a future that doesn't put our environment at harm, creating momentum that yields the dividend of joy. This emotional return on investment shouldn't be underestimated. Many investors report increased satisfaction knowing their money supports positive change. We're really on this road together, making change, building, using creativity. It's bonding. It gives you meaning. The choice is yours, with SRI opportunities now available across diverse sectors. These range from traditional vehicles like ESG screened stocks and green bonds to innovative technology investments in areas like battery storage and smart grid solutions. Community building initiatives, healthcare innovation, affordable housing projects, sustainable agriculture, and clean water infrastructure all present viable investment opportunities. As Jed Emerson emphasizes, all capital has impact and all companies have impact. The issue isn't whether you're an impact investor or not. The question is whether you'll intentionally direct that impact toward building a more sustainable, equitable world. Consider starting small with a portion of your portfolio and gradually increasing your sustainable investments as you gain confidence and experience. Many investors begin with broad ESG funds before moving into more targeted impact investments that align with their specific values and goals. Remember that sustainable investing is not just about avoiding harm. It's about actively participating in creating positive change while building long-term financial security.